Andromeda Jones was from a family of clones. She never knew a father or a mother. And while she had the same old genes as all of her siblings, she didn't turn out quite like all the others. She met a boy who gave her joy. He told her, "You can call me Roy." He said he was in school to be a preacher. His middle name was Aloysius. He cooked the meals and did the dishes. Through herbs and the holy word, he tried to reach her. One evening neath the willow tree, Roy got down on bended knee and asked if they could live their lives together. They were married in the morning, and then without a warning, they fell into a spell of stormy weather. There was lightning, there was thunder, it was over, they went under. Their ship was rent asunder on the shore. She grew teary, he got grumpy and quite weary of her company. Oh, the love they had was gone forevermore. Andromeda Jones drove up to Canada alone, got settled in, and then she got so weird, making gestures that were lewd, using language oh so crude. You know, the people cleared the streets when she appeared. When Roy got wind of how she'd sinned, he found the place she was living in and pushed her off a bridge in Montreal. Oh, the sheriff overtook him, told the deputy to book him for making an obscene clone fall.